88.9 WLRY, we welcome to the program Danny Gokey. His album and single Hope in Front of Me both went number one. He's the author of a book of the same title also. Danny's part of the Compassion International Burn Bright Tour with Natalie Grant that will be at the Midland Theater in Newark on Saturday, March 14th at 8 p.m. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. How you doing?
Good, man. My pleasure to be with you guys this morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, growing up in Wisconsin, you're probably no stranger to this cold weather we've been having, huh?
Yeah, not at all. You know, it's different. It's different in the South compared to the Midwest and the North part of the Midwest. The snow down here turns to ice right away.
And, is that right?
In Milwaukee, where I'm from, it didn't do that. You know, it was, and they don't have any snow removal equipment or any of that type of thing down here, but in the North, man, they had it. So school gets canceled for a long time down here since everything seems to turn into ice.
You're out in Nashville now, is that where you call home?
Yep, Nashville, yeah. Tennessee.
Now, how'd you get started singing, Danny, and when did you first notice you had the gift?
I started singing, you know, my whole family sang together. So my dad and my mom would get us all together and we'd sing, you know, my dad played a guitar and we'd all just sing songs together. That's kind of what we did. And then finally, we started singing in front of church. They decided to do a song in front of church, and it was just everyone in the family, I guess, had a pretty decent voice. I mean, I just thought that's kind of what you did, so I didn't think I had a good voice until my father actually made a comment to me saying I had good voice, and once he said that, that changed everything because I didn't know. You know, I just was like, oh, you just sing, and
right.
Mom gave me the parts to sing, but once he actually made it a point to say that I had a really good voice, it just rocked my world. I was like, really? I had no idea. And so that kind of changed. That was the moment that changed me.
You know, a lot of folks probably became familiar with you first through the American Idol TV show. What was that whole audition process like? It seems like a pretty cutthroat kind of process. How do you keep focused and keep your spirits up?
Yeah, it's, you know, the audition is not what you see on TV. It's, you know, they call the first round the cattle call because, you know, the year I tried out, there was about 10 to 12,000 people at the city I tried out with. And it was at an arena, and they just kind of line you up in these huge lines. And, I mean, it's like being herded in like cattle, you know, and just sitting down. And you feel like a number. There's a lot of talent. People are doing whatever it takes to get on the camera to make a camera person notice them. So people are acting wild and crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of energy. And, you know, man, I didn't know what to expect. All I know is that I was just like, man, I hope somehow I stick out. And I hope somehow I make it through, and I did.
You were cutting it close as far as the age cutoff, right?
Yeah, I was 28 when I tried out. That was the last opportunity that you can try out for American Idol. Yep.
Well, the Hope in Front of Me song's really struck a chord with lots of people all around the world. Has it surprised you how well that song's done?
Yeah, it was Hope in Front of Me that really surprised me because I just didn't know. You know, you get so many opinions in the music industry, and plus, it was 6 years after Idol when I released Hope in Front of Me, and everything you do as an artist, it's releasing a very, very personal, intimate part of your life to them because, you know, to the public, because either just like American Idol, you're either going to get shot down by the judges and not voted to stay the next round, or people are going to love it. And I feel like Hope in Front of Me was different, though, because Hope in Front of Me, you know, it was something I felt like God had ordained for me to do. And God, God had played a big part of my story in American Idol, losing my first wife 1 month before trying out for the show. And then that's kind of where Hope in Front of Me came from. And American Idol became hope for me. And so when I tried out, you know, I guess when I wrote Hope in Front of Me, I wrote it from a place of of God bringing me through a difficult tragedy and situation, and God being able to restore hope into my life. And so I wanted the song to be an anthem, you know, because there's a lot of people besides myself who are going through some difficult times, and people just need hope. And so the point of the song was to encourage them to say, you know what? Hey, I know it's difficult right now, but hold on to the hope that God has given you, because I've been there. You might be down, but you're not dead. You're still alive. That means God has still a future for you. You know that His hands are holding you, even when it's hard for you to believe it.
Amen. Well, tell us about Sophia's Heart Foundation and what makes it a different kind of homeless ministry.
Yeah, Sophia's Heart is an organization that I started in honor of my late wife, right when she passed away, about a month after I started this organization. And it's basically an organization that takes homeless families off the street. And, you know, the thing for us, what makes it so different is that, you know, we try to give people, you know, a very high-level experience when they come in. Their families come in, they're broken, they come in abused, they come in hurt. And basically what I try to do with Sophia's Heart and what the staff tries to do is that we put them in a beautiful room. We redo the rooms that they stay in. Each room and bathroom, you know, has a $12,000 price tag on it that we, that, you know, that our donors have covered. So they're walking into new furniture, new, basically just a new reconstructed room. And we provide them with materials. You know, we have therapy that our program offers. We, you know, it's, you know, we do give them the food, the shelter, and all those things, but we have, you know, intense high-level programs to help yeah. recover and restore them back to society. And so kind of the vision that I have for Sophia's Heart and that we try to implement is that is kind of like a Harvard mentality. You know, we have a high intense curriculum that and classes that they go through, and also we give them a really good experience, and most of all, it's surrounded in love and with the gospel.
How can people get more information or donate to it?
You know, people can go to sophiasheart.org, you know, and also they can, you know, follow me on Twitter. It's Danny Gokey, and Facebook, Danny Gokey Official, and Instagram, Danny Gokey. I put up information every once in a while, you know, sharing stories of families and videos of the kids. And so they can, those are some of the ways they can get connected with Sophia's Heart.
The new single, More Than You Think I Am, sounds to me like a message from God. And I think that line in there that says, rumor has it, there's a gavel in my hand and I'm only here to condemn. I think that connects with a lot of us in the way we look at God sometimes.
Yeah, for a lot of us, you know, we see God as this judge who wants to condemn us and someone who's not for us. And that can really mess up our perception of who God is. And it can really push the relationship backwards between
right.
you and God, because you're not going to want to, you know, spend time with someone you think who's out to hurt you. So, you know, when I wrote that song, I wrote it from a place of, you know, I've been raised in church my entire life, but yet I struggle with the concept of God, and I struggle with, you know, my own guilty conscience or my own failures, and it's unique, and it's actually horrible how the enemy uses it against us, and we build our own perception. So, and that's, you know, and I've got to know God, and this is the problem. People who don't, you can know the Bible but not know the author.
Yes.
And that's a problem. And so for us, God is always saying, listen, I want you to draw close. I want you to come near to me, because there's more to this than you think there is. You know, you have your own perception of who I am, or you've heard what someone else has said about me, or maybe you've even seen, like, we, you know, people, the ISIS, can, you know, the Muslim group ISIS, you know, they sit there and they claim the name of God and do these horrific acts in the name of God. And simply, it's just not God, no matter what, you know, how you size it up, it's not God. And so what the point of that song was to say, listen, you know, take away what anyone else has said about God. Get to know him.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the source, because he's more than you think he is. And he's more gentle. He's more kind. He's more beautiful than you could ever think he is.
Again, coming up, the Compassion International Tour, Burn Bright with Natalie Grant. Danny Gokey's been our special guest. God bless you, my friend, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Mike, for having me on the show.